Nearly 6 years after the murder of Simone Kim in Juneau, the question of whether the gun shop should be held liable is now up to the Alaska Supreme Court. Oral arguments were held yesterday in the civil suit that followed the criminal case. The lawsuit largely turns on PLACA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the federal law which shields gun manufacturers and dealers from liability stemming from criminal or unlawful use of a firearm. Exceptions include a seller accused of negligence or negligent entrustment or breaking any other laws on the sale of firearms. Jonathan Loya, the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, alleged that acquisition of the murder weapon was an illegal sale or just another one of the 200 guns that were sold off of the books at Rayco Sales.
To put that in context, 90% of gun dealers have zero guns missing from inventory. And ATF, when they looked at the worst of the worst as far as gun dealers in this country, out of the 80,000 gun dealers, they found 16 in the entire nation who had that sort of total.
Former Nevada resident Jason Cody arrived in Juneau in August of 2006. He stopped in Rayco Sales, left $200 on the counter, and walked out with a .22 Ruger rifle while store owner Ray Cox was preoccupied elsewhere. No Form 4473 filled out by Cody, no background check. As part of the argument that it was an off-the-books sale, Lowy contrasted apparent discrepancies in Cox's statements. Was the store busy, or was Cody really the only customer left?
There's only one customer in the store. Cox is personally attending to him. He looks strange.
Kim, who sent money home to his parents in Anchorage, was working as a painter on the Fred Meyer expansion project. Kim apparently did not know Cody, but Cody was convicted at trial of walking up to Kim and firing four shots at point-blank range. Kim's sister and parents filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Cody and Cox, alleging negligence, including inadequate security measures, a store employee leaving a customer alone with a weapon, no background check, no firearms transaction record, and a malfunctioning video surveillance system. Cody eventually defaulted out, and the suit against Cox was dismissed about a year and a half ago. Tony Schulte, arguing for Ray Cox, says the rifle was simply taken or stolen, not purchased or sold. He says that would be only speculation or conjecture without additional facts to support that. Schulte was quizzed repeatedly by Justice Craig Stowers on the issue until the judge came up with this hypothetical instance.
If I tell you I want to purchase your pin that's sitting on the table right there, and I ask you how much will you sell it for, and you say $5, and I tell you I'll think about it, and you walk out of the courtroom, and then you come back in and there's $5 on the table and the pen's gone and I'm gone, do you think that a reasonable person in the jury would conclude that I purchased your pen for $5?
You may have believed that you purchased my pen, but I wasn't thinking you were going to purchase
your
pen.
What would a reasonable person think about what just happened on that set of facts?
A reasonable person would think that you may have thought you were buying the pen. A reasonable person wouldn't have to think that I was intending to sell you the pen for $5. Plus, we're dealing with a different situation again where we're putting a gun case back in the gun rack. This transaction is over as far as Mr. Cox knows.
The Brady Center, Jonathan Lowy, says that PLACA does not bar Kim's general negligence claim, but Lael Harrison, arguing for Cox, says that's not what Congress intended.
Particularly the exceptions for negligent entrustment and negligence per se. It doesn't make sense that there would be exceptions for those two particular types of negligence unless Congress intended that all other types of negligence be barred.
Lowy also argues that PLACA violates the 10th Amendment. Not so, says Ben Kingsley of the U.S. Department of Justice.
The basic point is that this is a preemption statute. Under the Supremacy Clause, Congress can preempt state law and change the substantive law as it applies to the individual citizens of a state.
He says the law's constitutionality on that and other claims has already been upheld in most other jurisdictions.
Congress can, in some sense, commandeer the state judiciary to apply federal law when federal law governs, and that's what this statute does.
During a long rebuttal, Lowy mentioned that Alaska's would be the first Supreme Court to consider the constitutionality of law. He also questions other interpretations of the law's application.
Licensed gun dealers are established as gatekeepers to prevent access to dangerous persons. And under Cox's view of the law, he could literally place guns on the sidewalk in front of his store, say, nobody in, gone fishing, have a tin cup and say, contribute money if you'd like for the guns, and that would be completely legal because there's no knowing sale. That can't be right.
Justices took the arguments under advisement. It could be at least 6 months before an opinion is issued in the case. Arguments were viewed by about 30 students from Juno Douglas High School teacher Gary Lanehart's U.S. history class after a chance meeting with DOJ attorney Ben Kingsley, who was scheduled to argue yesterday. Lanehart says he invited him into his class to discuss the case.
You have kids who have shopped in RICO, kids who use guns and hunt with them, and they're very familiar with the process. And so as Ben was talking to them in class, there were a number of them that I think, you know, were able to very well, you know, articulately say, this is how it's supposed to happen, this is how it happens. Some talked about purchasing guns at Fred Meyer versus purchasing guns at RICO. It was interesting. It was really interesting to watch the kids be able to do that prior to even being here.
And Kingsley gave him a preview of what he'd argue before justices.
There's another side to this case, which is Congress makes laws, and those laws affect how states and courts act, and that it's in their interest, obviously, for state courts not to overturn what Congress does, and that's his role here. And he even said to the kids, I'm not interested whether the plaintiffs win or not. I'm interested in that the law is protected.
Other cases heard by justices yesterday included a lawsuit that stemmed from alleged sexual harassment at the Juno Police Department and an appeal of issues in a Juno couple's divorce.